What were you doing in the 1970s?
Well, in the 1970s, I was working and living in Manchester. I lived just outside Manchester city centre with my parents. It was like my mum, dad, and two sisters. And then I worked in Manchester city centre for an insurance company.
What can you remember of the major political events of this period?
Well, when I look back, it seemed to just be strikes, in particular, especially the public sector workers. The 3-day week came into effect during the 1970s, which had a big impact. Usually they were obviously striking for better pay, mostly, conditions, things like that. I remember during the 1970s as well, Northern Ireland, the trouble over there had flared up again, unfortunately, and that seemed to increase as the decade went on, actually. I remember very late 1970s, Prince Charles's uncle, Lord Mountbatten, was blown up by the IRA. It was on the TV and people were appalled by it. But it was just like one extra thing that came about as a result of the troubles.
How did these major political events affect you and yourself personally?
Well, during the 3-day week, we were told we had to conserve energy. And one particular night, I remember this distinctly because my friends and I were due to go into Manchester city centre on a night out, but the power had been cut. And I remember going upstairs and having to get ready, using candlelight. And believe you me, when you're trying to put makeup on, using candlelight, it can be a bit tricky. Also, with regard to Northern Ireland, I remember my mum in particular, because my granddad was from Ireland, she used to find it quite upsetting to watch some of the reports from Northern Ireland. And sometimes it would cause arguments as well if we got into discussions about it.
And how was your working life affected? Was it affected at all by these political events, such as like the strikes and things? Was your work in your workplace affected by this?
Well, I know during the 1970s we used to, there was a couple of times where we did have to, we didn't have to, we were advised to take action with regards to our pay increase. The company we worked for, the insurance company, obviously could only, or they said that they could only afford, say, so many percent, whatever it was at the time. And because I was a union member, they advised us to go out, well, to down tools, so to speak, and walk out, which we did. It was about, I think it was roughly about 3 or 4 times that we had to do this, but it was something that we believed in because obviously we wanted a fair wage, and we believed the only way we could do this was to walk out. I do know we had mixed feelings about it. Some of the older members of staff, they found it hard to walk out, and I do know that some of them didn't because they just didn't agree with it. But me at the time, I was like late teens, early 20s, I agreed with it, so I was prepared to do that. So I remember doing that a couple of times, but also each year when the rounds of discussions came about because of your pay increase, it used to be nearly every year where we'd have to argue our case. But I don't think it wasn't just for us, it was companies up and down the country.